Came here, I'm Susan Harai. I've lived here for 31 years. I came here for a different reason, but I happen to be here while you're discussing this. I just say put it on the ballot.
Thank you. Anyone else want to testify?
I'm Sally Reamer. I'm a retired teacher. I've lived here for 38 years. I've had children, grandchildren, and now I have great-grandchildren here. I do not feel that I'm well-informed about the issue of marijuana, and when this whole thing came up, I thought, I don't know which way I would vote. And so I went to the library and started doing some research, and I have found a book for everybody. This one is called Chasing the Scream, and it really helps us to see how we have been deceived by lots of media about issues of addiction. And I haven't made up my mind yet, but I'm halfway through the book, and I've learned a lot. So I would encourage you to educate yourselves more before we have to make a decision in this town. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Anybody else in the audience who would like to testify during this public hearing? State your name and who you represent.
My name is Nathan Lopez. I represent myself. I'm born and raised here. Absolutely love Petersburg and just honored to grow up here. I am for putting on the ballot with the option to be able to opt out. I was brought here about 4 or 5 years ago to come. It was during a time when there was a lot of drugs and a lot of things that were going on in the community. It was in the paper. People were calling me, telling me about it. I had an opportunity to come and do a youth service up at the gym. And while I was here, I had just a lot of people talking to me about just all the effects of drugs in our community with marijuana, with all the other drugs that happen with it. As a young person growing up in Petersburg, I just really love our community. But as a young person, I saw the effects of what marijuana had on my own family and in my own household. As a young kid, sitting in a circle with a bunch of men around me passing around a joint. And from that, watching what marijuana led to. I know there's many of us with different opinions, but I think if we can put it on a ballot and let the people of our amazing town be able to vote and decide there, I think that is a great move for us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nathan. Anybody else care to testify under the public hearing? Yeah, just come forward.
My name is Marcia Fernandez. I represent myself. I've got here late, but I understand this is a question about whether to put it on the ballot or not to opt out. Is that correct? I would encourage it to go on the ballot, but more than that, I would encourage everybody in the community to vote. You know, it doesn't do any good to put things on the ballot if people don't vote. So for all of you listening out in radio land, let's vote. Let the will of the people be heard. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marcia. Anybody else like to testify under the public hearing? Again, Harvey?
I'm sorry, I thought of something.
Okay, if you could make it quick, that'll be fine.
Understand that
it may be legal for a person to buy medical marijuana if it's prescribed by a doctor. And if we have a vote on the issue, I would really like to see that clarified so that people say, like Mike Tolson and others who have a serious need, and it would be beneficial if a physician prescribed it, they ought to be able to buy it by some means legally to use it. So I think that ought to be on the ballot.
Okay, thank you, Harvey. Anyone else care to testify? Let's keep it to people that haven't testified before. Just very briefly, since I left Harvey, testify again. But yeah.
I just wanted to point out something. We talked about medical marijuana, and there's a little bit different opinion about medical marijuana versus recreational marijuana. But the fact is, if we don't have a place you can buy legal marijuana, a retail business, you can't legally buy medical marijuana. So, you know, we're kind of in a conundrum there. You know, the only way you can get it legally is to buy it from a legal cultivator and from a legal retailer. So that's the only way you're going to have medical marijuana on this island, because as it stands, you cannot bring it by boat or plane legally.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Michael Mullen, and I represent myself. I would like to state that I'm for the opting out of a retail establishment of marijuana sales. For the reason that some would say, if you have a facility to sell it, that it's going to remove the black market sales. And I think what's actually going to happen is it's going to increase those who would sell it now are going to go and buy it and sell it to kids, option A, or they're going to move on to something else because they're probably not going to go get a job, right? If they're selling it illegally, it's because they're not interested in doing the legal thing. So to say that it's going to do away with the black market sales is not really, I don't think, a viable choice or solution. Also, from my experience, it is a gateway drug, and for someone to say that only alcohol is a gateway drug or only this is a gateway drug is false, because I used it and I became a meth addict from my process of using drugs. And so the last time we had this discussion and I spoke, I said, what about the 1%? If the 1% is three of our kids in this community, do we care about three kids? So is it worth the risk to have a retail establishment selling pot and taking the risk that maybe three of our kids will become meth addicts or heroin addicts because of that retail establishment? Consider that.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for your testimony. Anybody else in the audience care to testify under the public hearing on this ordinance today? Half the people in the room did, so that's good. We got some input. With no one putting their hand up or coming forward, we'll consider the public hearing on this.
I still have things to read.
Oh, you have to read. Okay. Yeah, that's right. There's a handful of those, too. And then after we, the clerk reads those, we'll take a short break.
Thank you.
Okay. Dear Assembly members, I, Jean Ellis, am writing in support of having a vote of the people on whether or not to opt out of marijuana retail sales in our community. This is a very controversial issue. When an issue is as controversial as this one, it is always wise to put it on the ballot. We can argue all day long if the vote by Petersburg voters to legalize marijuana use in Alaska meant they wanted retail sales in Petersburg. Putting opting out of marijuana retail sales in Petersburg on the ballot will give more time for the public to make their wishes known on this controversial topic. I would also like to see the Assembly adopt a moratorium by ordinance until the issue has been adequately evaluated and voted on by Petersburg residents. I thank you for your serious consideration of marijuana retail sales in Petersburg. I especially thank Kurt Wohlheuter for bringing this forward. Jean Ellis. Dear Petersburg Borough Council, we would like to request a moratorium by ordinance for Petersburg until the issue of selling marijuana has been adequately evaluated and voted on by the Petersburg Borough residents. Thank you for your consideration, Mike and Candy Woodworth. To Petersburg Borough Assembly, I am not able to be at the meeting tonight, but would like to speak to the issue of a marijuana smoking room via this email, as this is something that will largely impact our culture and lives far into the future. I think it is of utmost importance to bring this to the people to vote on. The consequences of this decision would be a very heavy weight for you as individual assembly members to carry as this thing unfolds into the future, long past your time on the council. Let the weight of it settle on the shoulders of the corporate citizens of Petersburg, where it belongs, by bringing it to a vote. Sincerely, Connie Bell. We have previously expressed our thoughts concerning the sale of marijuana in Petersburg. We know there has been quite a bit of planning and discussion on the subject already, but we feel it would be prudent to give more consideration to the matter and bring this issue to a public vote. Thank you for your service to our borough. Sincerely, Earl and Shannon Midkiff. Dear Borough Assembly, please give our borough the opportunity to opt out of licensing the sale of recreational marijuana. As a known gateway drug to other stronger addictive drugs, we would be supporting known and unknown negative side effects and even death in those using it, and also those whose lives would be at risk if users drive vehicles while under marijuana's influence. Licensing the sale of alcohol has not stopped the deaths and injuries of others. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers is a vibrant testimony to that fact. I do not support the sale of recreational marijuana in our borough. Sincerely, Marge Oinas. Dear Assembly, one member of the Borough Assembly asked for more input regarding the marijuana ordinance, so I am commenting. 58% of the local voters supported the change to the law. It passed statewide. It doesn't get more democratic than this. Just because one local resident claims she doesn't read newspapers, doesn't listen to the radio, and doesn't check the borough website is not grounds to negate every other vote. It is the duty of voters in a democratic society to remain informed. That's my opinion. Please share this with the assembly members. Thanks, Leo Luzak. Dear Borough Assembly and Editor, learning facts is important. Relearning facts is also important and sometimes exacting and painful. Take tobacco. Around 400 years ago, people colonizing in Virginia learned to smoke tobacco from local Native Americans. Recreational, yet addictive, this poison began killing Americans. Only around 50 years ago, the medical science started to prove the obvious. Millions of people go to an early grave because of smoking tobacco. I've lost family members and friends, as has every person reading these words. The good news is that we have finally relearned that smoking is bad, and less of us are smoking, and consequently dying of it. The learning curve was essentially flat. People refused to face the facts. The poisonous effects of smoking tobacco took its tragic toll. Alcohol is also a poison with a similar and even longer history of abuse to human existence. I don't need to repeat myself because these facts are also clear and acknowledged. I can list other drugs which plague our nation, our culture, and even our small town. Described as epidemic in a large scale, the death dealing of drugs becomes very personal when it takes place on local streets. Which brings us to my topic. How do we keep a high tide of yet another substance, marijuana, from getting an ever stronger grip on Petersburg lives? Opening the welcome wagon to retail sales is not going to protect the public health of Petersburg citizens. Just because something is popular doesn't mean it's good. If you can't believe this, read my first two paragraphs. Better yet, become informed about the facts of substance abuse yourself. Today's marijuana user is very likely to become a cocaine or heroin user. Neither medical science or the medical establishment of the United States condone the use of marijuana for recreation. If tobacco smoke going into human lungs is harmful, can marijuana smoke be healthy? Science does not have the evidence on this yet, only because the testing needs longer time spans, but hospital emergency rooms and morgues have been filling where marijuana has recently been legalized. Again, check these facts for yourself. If you are a Petersburg resident who serves on the Borough Assembly, it is important to deal with facts and not be swayed by bias or opinion. Sober reflection about the issue of drugs in Petersburg is before you, as you are the legal gatekeepers to guard the public health of Petersburg, us. A last fact is the important part of the law which legislators passed. That Alaskan communities can opt out of retail sales of marijuana. The medical use of marijuana remains in the law books. If this elected assembly cannot protect constituents, it would be better for constituents to protect themselves and vote out the welcome wagon being proposed for marijuana. Everywhere in Alaska, people are grappling with this problem, and it would be not just tragic, but even criminal, if U.S. history continues to repeat itself and the epidemic of drug use, which began 400 years ago, stays current. Our adult kids will justifiably say, what could they have been thinking of when they look back to 2016 and the actions of an elected government which did not learn from human behavior, face the facts, and act accordingly. Then our children will continue to place the bodies of still more residents into Petersburg Cemetery. Sincerely yours, Grant H. Trask. Good day. I just finished browsing last week's paper and read with interest Robin Roberts' letter to the editor encouraging people to make their views known. I don't know Mr. or Ms. Roberts, but the people I do know have been really talking about this issue since before the first time it came up for vote and failed to pass, and all those following years until now. Those living room and small gathering conversations Roberts speaks of are what got us legal recreational marijuana today. Those conversations do reach our legislative, assembly, and committee members, or otherwise Member Wohlhuter probably wouldn't be bringing this up now. I trust those conversations to shape our future and protect our children, both locally and statewide. Count me as one of the people that actually got out and voted to make recreational use and retail sale legal anytime it was on the ballot since 1992. Most recently, I voted for it even while I was working a job where I had no expectation of personally partaking for the foreseeable future. I voted for it for reasons related to our criminal justice system and also in hopes that this would be a source of future revenue for our borough and state. I voted for it because one day I thought I would retire, and wouldn't it be nice to partake again and have it be legal? I voted for it because it would be a good investment opportunity, and the way the law is written, there is a huge opportunity for Alaskans and not big corporates to build and benefit from local businesses. After all the public process dedicated to developing a plan for Petersburg to implement or not implement it is a little disconcerting that opt-out is coming up now. Every citizen of this borough has had ample opportunity to voice opinions at those committee meetings or to those committee members or to any assembly member on how they wanted to see this happen or not happen. Let's get on with it. To revisit this just when local small businesses are starting to commit resources to getting new business off the ground does not seem right. This opt-out would further restrict people in remote areas like ours from benefiting from these new recreational and retail marijuana laws by preventing us from buying locally. You would be forcing non-gardeners like me, who have no interest or talent in growing for personal use, to use the black market. We just enjoyed a wonderful little Norway celebration. I have had 4 out-of-state guests in the last 2 weeks, 3 of whom were happy that they need not fear criminal repercussions for enjoying their vacation. I do not want to become a criminal to get a little bit of legal bud for my guests, just as I might stock a bottle of wine or beer for recreational use. I am open to conversation should any of you need clarification on my view. Number and email included below. I have only attended one assembly meeting due to conflicts with my working hours over the last 11 to 12 years, but regularly have listened on the radio. I appreciate each of you and your dedication to making good decisions for our community. Respectfully, long-term resident, taxpayer, and regular voter, Patrice Hiddle. Okay, and this was sent directly to Jay, but I believe it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. My response to the controversy about an in-town outlet for marijuana sales is positive. I thought Susie Burrell made several important points in her letter to the editor, and Nancy Strand hit a real note with me to get the black market out of the picture. I think that the black market is and has been for years the real problem. We humans always seem to be afraid of the new, so I expect this issue will take time and education and experience for public acceptance. Yes, a downtown outlet should be included in the plan. If there is a control problem, I think it should be handled more efficiently if it is in plain sight. On another topic, I'm very thankful for the work of the Public Works Department in cleaning up the several dump sites along Birch Street. It is truly a pleasure to walk or drive there now. I did write a thank you to Carl for their good work. Thanks for all the good work you do for our little community, Polly Lee. To the Borough Assembly, I may not be able to attend the June 6th Borough Assembly meeting in regards to the marijuana licensing and regulations. I do not want to smell a smoke room exhaust in our short three-block downtown area. Smoke knows no boundaries. The borough is not ready for any licensing until regulations are in place. We were not informed before the state legalization vote took place that there was even an option to be a dry community. Why not? I appreciate Mr. Wohlheuter making this public knowledge. I am not a user and do not appreciate having to breathe or smell the secondhand remains from those who do use, legal or illegal. I ask the Assembly to thoughtfully consider the majority of us that do not use any drugs when you are trying to regulate the minority that do use. Sharon Sprague. Borough Assembly, thank you for your work on this issue. Although I am not a marijuana user, I support the voters of the state and of Petersburg that have already voted on this issue, and therefore I am against the opt-out proposal. Personally, I feel that marijuana would likely have about the same impacts as alcohol on the community. Thus, for the questions relating to regulations, I believe the borough should follow current alcohol regulations as closely applicably as possible. Thank you, Dan Sullivan.
That's it?
Those are the letters, yes.
Okay. Has anybody in the audience changed their mind that hasn't testified and wants to testify before we close the public hearing? Okay, come forward, state your name and who you represent, please. Oh, you've already been here. You changed your hat.
Yes.
Make it quick, please, Ross.
I just wanted to make a rebuttal on the letters regarding tobacco, because I've seen some people shaking their heads. You know, the Tlingit people of Southeast grew tobacco. And it was a hard and difficult product to grow, but it, like the natives of Lower 48, was used for sacred purposes and sacred ceremonies, and can in no way be compared to today's product. So it's just, I just wanted to mention that, you know, because that kind of hit a note with me.
Okay, thank you, Ross.
And Mr. Mayor, if I could, I'd just like to say real quickly that. For those that say that they weren't informed that opt-out was an option, I just wanted you to know that ballot measure number 2 that was put on the state ballot flat out had that information right in it. The bill would allow a local government to prohibit the operation of marijuana-related entities. And it went on to say how the local government could do that. So I just wanted to say it wasn't something that the Borough Assembly was trying to keep from anyone, that it's been there.
No, we're not going to go back and forth and back and forth. So,
thank you
for anybody that hasn't testified in the room that wants to testify to this public hearing. Feel free to come forward. Otherwise, the public hearing is now closed, and we're going to take a 10-minute break. Thank you.